Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. On April 25th, President Joe gave his strongest indication yet that he's going to force taxpayers to pay off other people's student loans. He's trying to restore a dire approval rating among young people, 85% of whom apparently want other people to pay for their personal spending. And what politician can resist giving out other people's money? Now, let's put a few things aside for just a minute. Forgiving a student loan or student loans is a regressive wealth transfer, unfair to the past loan holders, an inflation bomb, and incentivizes colleges to raise tuition even higher than it is now, which is already ridiculous. But there's another real problem. The administration has no legal authority to pursue its punishment of the working class in favor of lawyers, doctors, and unemployed art history PhDs. When our founders gave the president the authority to command the army and receive ambassadors, they never mentioned the president's student loan forgiveness powers. So he can only take this action if Congress has authorized it, which Congress hasn't. So, item number one, you can't forgive loans you don't own. Proponents of nationalizing $1.75 trillion in student debt claim that the U.S. Secretary of Education has the power to absorb such debt pursuant to the Higher Education Act of 1965. This act set up a public-private loan program where the federal government didn't directly own any student's loan. Rather, private lenders lent money to students at cap rates in exchange for the federal government backing the loans and basically sort of guaranteeing it. They were going to be the collectors. These government-backed loans had specific terms on deferment, default, and repayment. So if the borrower served in the Peace Corps, the borrower could defer paying principal, but interest would accrue for up to 3 years. Also, for students whose families made less than $15,000 per year, the government would pay a portion of the interest. In addition, Congress provided general authorities to the Secretary of Education to oversee the program, including that the Secretary may enforce pay, compromise, waive or release any right, title, claim, lien, or demand, however acquired, including any equity or any right or redemption. Now, today, this catch-all provision is cited by big government advocates like Elizabeth Warren to authorize the Secretary of Education to force taxpayers to assume all student loans. But they could not have worked to do this when drafted and passed, as the federal government was unable to compromise debt it didn't own. The Higher Education Act held the federal government responsible for owning the debt if the loan was in default after a set period of time. Number two, Congress gets specific without loan bailouts. Later developments make the federal loan bailout case even more developed or more difficult. Fast forward to 1992. They granted specific loan flexibility to students experiencing financial hardship by allowing for up to 3 years of principal deferment. They articulated that economic hardship meant making minimum wage or living at 100% of the poverty line for a family of two. Fast forward to 2003, when Congress passed another specific law following the attack on 9/11 to provide the Secretary flexibility to provide forbearance and occasionally cancellation, but only to affected students, meaning students who joined the military or who were harmed by a national emergency. Under Barack Obama in 2010, hilariously to pay for Obamacare, the public-private loan system was subbed out for one of the direct government loans, and the secretary's broad powers to oversee the program carried over. Then, number three, when Congress writes clearly, it has its words have meaning. First, standard legal interpretation requires that specific provisions be given effect over more general provisions. So if Congress takes the time to define how and when the secretary can forgive a loan, you can use that specific provision to interpret the secretary's power, not the general authorization. And second, and relatedly, another basic interpretive tool is that a statute should be read to give effect to every provision, not to render certain provisions meaningless. Forcing taxpayers to assume student debt would, in effect, delete multiple provisions. Number four, if no questions ask loan forgiveness actually existed, everybody would know about this one. that's very true. A statute must be read with a lens of reasonableness. Recognizing that Congress does not hide elephants in mouse holes, Congress does not secretly give a sweeping power that changes the fundamental detail of a regulatory scheme, just like no nationwide vaccine mandate authority is hidden in a workplace safety rule. Not only would the 1965 Congress be shocked to know today's proposed interpretation, given the public-private scheme back then, but more importantly, mass forgiveness would not have been a possible interpretation. Then there's no one's above the law. Under our system of constitutional governance, presidents lack dispensing authority. That is, the power to override the law in the interest of justice. And that's with good reason. If an executive can bypass specific prohibitions in the law based on a vague reference to a broad authority, the country risks transforming it into exactly the type of monarchy with that dispensation system that our founders sought to avoid. Fifth, agencies by law cannot spend money they don't have and must try and collect on debts owed to the U.S. government. So the Anti-Deficiency Act, for example, captures the seriousness by which Congress regards its constitutional power over the budget by holding federal employees personally and criminally responsible for spending funds not appropriated. So here's the obvious. The loans are obviously not working, and some there's no secretive student loan delete button. This is not to say our student loan system isn't tragic. It is tragic. The system operates exactly contrary to basic lending principles, leaving the Department of Education with so much debt that it represented 84% of our gross domestic product in 2017. And all this debt has gotten us nowhere. Since 1965, the percentage of young people in the bottom income quartile have attained a bachelor's degree have barely budged from 6 to 11%. Meanwhile, the average debt owed per loan holder since just 2007 has skyrocketed 229%. And the real problem is that these subsidies has made college unaffordable. And then the graduates can't find jobs, and the cost of college is more than doubled. When a student gets to college, college also has no financial incentive to equip them for success. It carries on the indoctrination. And this is not how you help the poor. You don't help them by encouraging them to take on debt and attend an institution uninvested in their future. If you want to bail out the student loans, how about doing this? Make the universities pay half. Some would object to such reforming, claiming that tying the universities to the success of their students will shut down the universities that serve low-income communities. But why would you reward them by loading these kids up with debt? If we had fewer but more dedicated colleges paired with new innovative post-high school options that actually would lead to a good paying job, now we would be a more prosperous place. But instead, what we have in place is just, the deferred pain. And it has worked. I mean, look at where the Democrats have gotten out of it. But hey, it's all coming apart right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As gun owners, we find ourselves, we're always something of a political football. We're the group that has the most at stake when it comes to a lot of gun control laws, because they're not going to affect criminals, they're going to affect us. By and large, we don't support them, because we know that it's not as easy to buy a gun as it is often portrayed in the media. And we know that criminals don't actually get their guns the way we get ours. Many people know that we don't support these laws. That doesn't stop them from thinking that we should. I'm not sure why this is an issue that continues to be debated, argued, and defended. This is what they say. Background checks and time limits are not taking away anyone's rights. To own muskets and flintlock pistols is your right. Even a dueling pistol could be tucked away should the need arise to awaken at dawn for a meeting with your wife's lover in a field. This event would need to be planned and witnessed, with the winner going to prison, of course. Now, gun owners are always appalled by what occurs repeatedly at the hands of the irresponsible few and the criminals. But according to the people that think we should be with them, they say, it seems to me the responsible gun owners would support stricter controls, knowing that if the gun violence continues to play out, severe gun laws will be inevitable for all. Continuing, taking guns out of the hands of unstable and violent shooters would save some of the 38,000 Americans who die from gun violence every year in the United States. That's worth more than a thought or prayer. Well, okay. You want to play that? We'll play that. So let's, people that are suicidal and get a gun to commit suicide are probably law-abiding people. So they're going to pass the background check. That's the yardstick by which you measure the worthiness to buy a gun, is the background check. Stopping someone from shooting themselves to death in suicide does not necessarily stop suicide. It stops the means of the suicide. So if we're going to actually approach suicide, then we have to approach that from a mental health avenue. Then if we're going to get into what's left after those 38,000, the percentage that the third that is left, then you need to understand that something somewhere in the 80 percentile is that's all drug, bad drug dealing related. So 80% of that third, which I think is actually 82 or 83% of that third, is actually drug-related. So that means it's happening in the inner city, and it means it's happening, it's gang-related. Right? So, then, when you take that percentage out of that third, which leaves, I don't know. Now you're into the real homicides, and some of those are going to be justified. So the question becomes, how do you take guns out of the hands of unstable and violent shooters universally? Because there's already numerous laws on the books at both the federal level and state level that are meant to do just that, and yet they don't. Nothing comes from this. But then again, the author of this particular little ditty that he had out there can't imagine gun owners not being appalled at what happens. And yes, we are. We are appalled, absolutely. No rational human being could look at something like murder and not be appalled. Where she goes off the rails is the idea that we should somehow support stricter gun control because of our being appalled by it. But here's the truth. We were reasonable in 1934 and in 1968. We set aside our rights for the greater good, and gun owners watched as the gun they bought at a hardware store in 1930 became a heavily restricted weapon they had to get permission to buy. They saw laws passed in 1968 not only reduce violent crime, but seemingly encouraged it to skyrocket. Time and again, we played nice. We gave a little ground so that we could seem reasonable. Now we have background checks when we go buy a gun, and we're told that simply isn't enough. And unfortunately, it's going to have to be. We're done being reasonable. We're finished with it because none of this is reasonable. No one wants to stamp out advocacy for communism despite all the unmitigated evil that philosophy has illustrated and the untold suffering it has dropped on the human race, all because free speech matters. Yet we're supposed to step aside and allow our right to keep and bear arms to be ripped to shreds in the name of appearing reasonable. And this is from someone who still equates the Second Amendment to muskets, which, by the way, it doesn't say anything about muskets in the Second Amendment. Says the right to keep and bear arms, which meant they knew. And that muskets weren't the only weapons we had at that time either. And where's the fact that none of this stuff has actually worked? Because we've watched gun control be passed at state levels for decades, and violent crime is soaring. Yet when gun laws start being, you know, loosened up and made more free, we see the rates decline. And while correlation doesn't equal causation, the truth is that if lack of gun laws causes crime to increase, we should have seen the opposite. But we haven't. The truth is that this demand that gun owners acquiesce to every demand by gun control advocates is what is truly unreasonable, and I think we should be about done with this. We should have long been finished with this. I'm not a criminal. You know, I've now entered that. Well, I've been in that slot now for about 10 years. You know, the slightly past midlife white guy. That's the guys that kill themselves the most. That's the guys that kill themselves the most. Criminals don't commit suicide. They might get killed by a gun, but they don't commit suicide. Suicide is a very sad occasion. It touched me twice. And I sincerely hope it never touches me again. And at the same time, I am almost certain it's going to. Because people are people. But this demand that we give in because we're allowed to have muskets. Sorry, toots. That's not happening. And if that seems demeaning for me to call you toots, well, maybe if I could take you serious, I'd call you something else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is fighting inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Powell saying inflation is too high and must come down. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing and what Joe Biden is doing, He just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
Senator Scott's proposal would sunset all federal legislation in 5 years unless Congress votes to pass it again. USA Radio News. The Ohio primaries are seeing a win for a Republican candidate supported by former President Donald Trump.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect, 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The name of the man who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle on stage is being released. TMZ reporting the attacker's name is Isaiah Lee. He's being held on $30,000 bail. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Few people disagree that gun fatalities are bad. People losing their lives prematurely is typically a tragic thing. Nobody disputes this. But one of the problems we run into with gun deaths is that so many people like to compare the United States to other countries. Countries with serious and profound differences from the United States. And we get this from this some recent story out there. A study on gun deaths in the top 23 high-income countries published in the American Journal of Medicine before the pandemic documented the disparity between the United States, where killing continues to rise, and these other nations where such deaths continue to drop. With less than half the population of the other 22 countries combined, the United States accounted for 82% of total firearms deaths. And here's what the author fails to understand or failed to note. None of these comparisons matter. So let's understand that gun fatalities are only one category of death by a given weapon. Stands to reason that a nation with more guns is likely to have more gun fatalities than nations with few guns in circulation. You can't kill someone with a gun, even yourself, if there aren't any guns. However, studies like this take a snapshot and pretend like that's the whole picture. So, then the question has to be, what about fatality rates with non-guns? This can be very telling in many ways. Some of these nations may have much higher homicide rates with knives than we do. And that shows that gun control doesn't necessarily prevent murders. On the flip side, they may have much lower homicide rates with all weapons, which suggests there's more going on than guns. And when you look at some of these rates, you find out that the murder rates were lower than ours, regardless of weapon type. So this brings us to another difference between the nations and the U.S., namely cultural issues. Many of these nations don't have a dozen or more cultures trying to coexist within the same borders. That may well account for many of the issues which result in higher numbers of gun fatalities, because most of these nations are generally monocultural. They have an overriding culture with some smaller subcultures that exist within that framework. British people are British, French people are French, so on. Yet, when you look at a group that refuses to assimilate to that culture that surrounds them, then you have issues. Here in the United States, we don't really try to make anyone assimilate anymore. We celebrate those differences and encourage people to follow their own culture. Whether that's good or bad really tends to depend on the culture. Now, Italians who move to the United States and continue acting like Italians are, for the most part, not an issue. That's the same is true for most of Japan or South Korea, for another couple of examples. Yet, if the culture in question, either an ethnic culture or a subculture originating here in the U.S., has no respect for the rule of law, then we have a problem. And it's especially problematic when you can't actually address that subculture, because if you do it, well, that's racist. And because of this, comparisons to other wealthy nations are less than meaningless. You can't take a single metric and honestly think this makes all these nations just the same. That's sort of moronic. Unfortunately, anti-gunners often do just that. They take this information on gun fatalities and try to make it seem like we're falling behind on guns. They ignore the other profound differences that exist between us and those other nations as if they simply cannot matter. And they do. They really do. So everybody should be stopping that. Shifting back to the Supreme Court, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, have already stated that they're not going to override and do away with the filibuster. They've already put that out. Now, what they're hoping to do is quickly advance a bill. It's named the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade's concocted right to abortion. And they wanted this to, you know, they wanted this to happen really swift so that there was no moments where everybody was anxious. But it seemed a little too swift, to be honest with you, because you know, it was idling. Bill's already been passed by Speaker Pelosi's Democrat caucus in the House of Representatives, but in order to get the legislation passed the Senate, you got to get 60 votes to move the bill to a final vote. And that's just not going to happen with the current 50-50 split. So again, the norm-shattering Democrats are calling for the termination of the legislative filibuster requiring 60 votes to move bills ahead for a vote so they could force the Women's Health Protection Act through. And Manchin and Sinema are having none of it. In a statement released and tweeted by Senator Sinema, she restated her position that a woman's health care choices should be between her, her family, and her doctor, but explained why she won't nuke the filibuster in order to pass a short-sighted Democrat bill. She said a woman's health care choices should be between her, her family, and her doctor. Overturning Roe v. Wade endangers the health and well-being of women in Arizona and across America. Protections in the Senate safeguarding against the erosion of women's access to health care have been used for half a dozen times in the past 10 years and are more important now than ever. But throughout my time in Congress, I've always supported women's access to health care, and I'm a co-sponsor of the Women's Health Protection Act, and I'll continue working with anyone to protect women's ability to make decisions about their futures. But she's not going to nuke the filibuster. Without it, which it's coming. Without the filibuster, this actually remains. This is actually good for the Democrats to keep the filibuster because there will be a future Republican majority. And if they get out there and they're at 52-48, they're just going to advance anything they want, including federal restrictions on abortion. So this is strategically a sound tactic for Sinema to take. Kyrsten Sinema has withstood crushing pressure from her own side of the aisle. She's withstood calls for violence against her from former Democrat officials to join them in ending its protection against slim majorities being able to ram through whatever legislation they want. Manchin, maybe not so much. He hasn't had to put up with so much nonsense. But his response to questions about joining radical Democrats to end the legislative filibuster was predictable and in line with his previous defense of its preservation. Filibuster is the protection of democracy. That's all he said. So the hopes for both for smashing the legislative filibuster and codifying Roe versus Wade are done. The midterms are just over 6 months away. The Senate is nearing the cutoff point before lawmaking slows for campaigning to take place. And there's more than a good chance Democrats won't be in control when the new Congress is sworn in. And is this going to stop? Will these realities stop the Democrats and Biden from shaking their fists and throwing tantrums? Probably not. But for now, attempts to codify Roe and a Democrat-invented right to abortion have been stopped. I guess that's sort of. I guess that's probably going to drive them crazy for a bit. But that's okay. Let it drive them crazy. I can't wait to see that. What it looks like. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you
to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Last year, Molly Hemingway wrote a book about the 2020 election. It was titled Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. Quite the read. Talks about the numerous ways the left orchestrated the Biden win. A few weeks ago, David Bossi released his film, also titled Rigged. It exposed the scheme perpetrated by Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuckerbucks, in the amount of $400 million to fraudulently ensure a Biden victory. And this week brings the release of Denise D'Souza's film 2,000 Mules. This film exposes and explains how paid mules in numerous states stuffed those drop boxes that Zuckerberg paid for, with many thousands of ballots faked or harvested. Using geo-tracking of cell phones, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote and Greg Harris uncovered 2,000 people who were paid via a variety of leftist nonprofits to stuff those drop boxes over and over again. The film is a shocking expose and reveals yet another complex and devious way certain leftist nonprofits cheated to win. There can no longer be any question that Trump handily won the 2020 election, and that the most criminal methods in American history were employed to steal his victory from the American people. Neither film Rigged nor 2,000 Mules address the possible manipulation of the voting machines by way of illicit programming or hacking via their connection to the interwebs. Those issues have been deeply covered by several cyber experts. Peter Navarro's report early on also essentially proved that the 2020 election was marred by massive fraud. The elephant in the room is this. Why has no DOJ investigation been mounted, given the overwhelming volumes of evidence of election fraud? Why have the courts dismissed each case without even looking at the evidence? And the only answer is that the DOJ, every other federal law enforcement agency, and the corporate media are corrupt. They're all agents of the Democrat Party. As Dennis Prager often comments, truth is not a left-wing value. Now, beyond the mules, the illegally harvested ballots, fake ballots that were never folded, mailed, or signed, the finagling of people like Republican Governor Kemp and Secretary of State Raffensperger of Georgia, and the never-Trump powers that be in Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and probably numerous other states, the 2020 election was the most dishonest and most unscrupulous in American history. Unable to accept her defeat in 2016, Hillary Clinton fabricated the notion that Russia facilitated Trump's win, which gave birth to the entirely phony Mueller investigation and the trumped-up impeachments based on nothing, and the equally fabricated insurrection charges about January the 6th. And now the Democrats have descended into the ninth circle of hell. They are willing to destroy the nation rather than see Trump's MAGA movement succeed anywhere. So the Biden regime has embraced the tactics of Marx and Mao and the prescient fantasies of George Orwell to gain and maintain control over the American population, all the while importing millions of migrants from around the world into the country. Biden seems intent upon ruining the country by any means possible. He's rendered us energy dependent again so that Americans are paying $6 plus for gas. Inflation is soaring, dragging us into a recession like likely depression. And this sad state of affairs was fodder for comedy at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Biden was heartily laughing at the misery he was stoking. Biden and the military-industrial complex wanted this war in Ukraine, and they are escalating it. The Ukrainian people are cannon fodder in a dangerously misguided attempt to take down Putin. The warmongers are at it again, briefly interrupted by Trump, and the arms dealers want a war. And now the administration is depleting the American defensive arms inventory by shipping all of this to Ukraine, sending billions of taxpayer dollars to Ukraine that simply do not exist, money that, if it did exist, could be spent on protecting our southern border, not Ukraine's eastern border. Ukraine is a European problem, not an American responsibility. All of this chaos and destruction is due to the catastrophic consequence of a stolen election. Is all this purposeful? Yeah. The Biden administration's agenda is the destruction of America, the middle and working classes, and the power of the currency. Biden is bowing to China and Russia, and for some inexplicable reason, intent upon letting Iran have nukes. And each of those countries is a mortal enemy of the U.S., and each has leverage over this terrible president, because he's the one taking money from him in the form of his boy, Hunter. He sold out the country for unearned wealth. And there are volumes of evidence, proof, actually, that the 2020 election was grossly fraudulent. And who among our numerous law enforcement agencies will go to bat for the American people? I'd like to see someone go to prison over this, but we'll see. One of the problems with the left is they have a really hard trouble. They've got a lot of trouble maintaining their composure. They give way to emotion way too fast. They don't know how to go and do something different to take their mind off things to maintain their calm. And the brouhaha over the news of Roe versus Wade has brought out some really bonkers overreactions from Democrats who are coming up with creative ways, of clowning themselves. So I'm not going to go through the backstory again. Let's talk about the leftist howling that's going on out there. Here are my top three nominations for the most embarrassing leftist responses. And let's start with Chesa Boudin. The embattled leftist district attorney of San Francisco is up for a voter recall this summer. Here's his tweeted response. I've said it before and I will say it again. Under my watch, no person will ever be prosecuted for making decisions about their reproductive health. I will continue to fight and to protect the rights of women and all people to control their bodies and choices. Oh. That's a joke statement, I guess. Did anybody say straw man? Nobody in Bodine's current home state of California is talking about repealing the state's extremely, extremely loose abortion laws. State is governed by one party, and that status is reinforced by various kinds of electoral rigging, from outdated voter rolls to ballot harvesting to junk mail balloting. The GOP doesn't even run candidates anymore in many races. Why Boudin thinks Democrats, with their iron grip on the state, are suddenly about to criminalize abortion based on this leaked Supreme Court document is ridiculous. Does this Chicago carpetbagger who once worked for Hugo Chavez not know that much about his state that he works in now? And worse, does he not understand the implications of the law and the low impact it would have? Not a very good look in a district attorney and graduate of whatever fancy law school he went to. Turns out it was Wokester Yale, home of a lot of leftist shout-down maniacs, and ends justify the means radicals. And what he's doing here is grandstanding, whipping up support from leftists to get all the lefties to rally around him in a fake crisis to save him from the summer recall. But then we have Maria Shriver, devout Catholic scion of the Kennedy clan. She put out, the majority of the country knows this is a fundamental right. This is women's health care. People of all religions support a woman's right to choose. They do. I'm a mother, a pro-choice Catholic who understands a woman's right to choose is a fundamental right. And then she invokes Mother's Day, of course. As in mother who has a live baby, not one sitting dead in a sink and cut up and sold for spare parts. What she was trying here is the old cynical Kennedy spiel of fair-haired family and touch football for the cameras, mom, motherhood, and apple pie. And then there's Elizabeth Warren. She's calling for insurrection of the Supreme Court in a newly released video. We can't watch the video because we're radio. So instead, I'll just tell you this. I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.